This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of June of this year. We're talking about no other than TPT Global Tech, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TPTW. And with us today is the chairman and the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Stephen Thomas. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, the last time that you were on the show back in June, we talked about the $40 million equity and raise and everything. I just want to know if you could bring us up to speed and where we're at on that.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's actually, we increased it to a $50 million raise, and our Reg A Plus was just approved by the SEC. So individual investors can now invest directly into the company. I'll give a little parameters on the Reg A. They're $5 shares, preferred, not common shares. I think I mentioned that before when you asked me this question last time I was on the show. So you're talking $5 shares of 100. So it's a $500 buy-in. You don't have to be accredited an investor. Some of the advantages of investing in the preferred, A, the cash that is invested comes directly into the company to help us execute on our business plans with our different sectors of the company. There's a 6% coupon on the preferred investment as well, so it pays you 6%. Automatic conversion into common when we uplist to NASDAQ, as well as a 20% discount onto market. So when we actually convert, there's a discount, so there's a built-in return on investment for the investor. It's also a fantastic opportunity for our shareholders to get involved and put money directly into the company.
Let me ask you this. You guys have a lot of moving parts, a lot of different subsidiaries and everything. One particular one I want to talk about today or even ask you about is the Quick Lab. Where are we at on the opening of that in Florida, and how's that coming along?
Well, we did a video documentary of us shipping the first unit from San Diego out to the Dayland Mall where it sits right now. We actually put out a press release last week that we concluded the Epic Lab, which is a high complexity lab. We executed the acquisition to acquire that. So what we're doing right now is putting all the technology components in place to be able to not only operate the Epic Lab, but we'll also be operating the Quick Lab as well. So there's a lot of technical components on the back end that are being put in place so that we can now open. I expect that we should have both of those labs up and operating, I'm hoping, in the next 10 to 12 days. We're getting real close to wrapping up the pieces that need to be put in place.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, but if you used to give us some kind of overview, what are you expecting from this lab in the next, say, 1 to 2 quarters, being monetarily and also industrial impact out there?
Well, look, we're getting a lot of, attention about our Quick Lab and our Sandy Quicks, right? It's a fantastic solution for schools, sports venues, restaurants to be able to utilize our technology. The overall end-to-end solution, you know, being able to have an app where you can make an appointment, then have a testing facility where you can go get tested. We track the results of that. Then you show up to the venue, or the child will show up to the school and walk through the Sandy Quick, and then we're able to address the bacteria and virus scenario on the clothing and surface. And then the person walks through that Sandy Quick into that sport arena or school, and we're trying to create a clean environment. And when you walk through there, if it's 20,000 fans and they've all been tested, you know that everybody in that basketball game is virus-free. That whole aspect of what we've been able to develop from a technology standpoint, not just the testing part of it, but the full circle solution that we've been able to put together. And that's going to have a major impact, we think, in the next 2 quarters for the company.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do you see Sand Quick helping schools, especially getting reopened right now? I mean, for me, the things that I read, it seems like there's a huge debacle out there.
Well, there really is. There really is. It's, like I said, it's more than just the Fanny Cook. The Fanny Cook is great. All right, you walk in, it sprays this antibacterial virus mist on you that's, you know, doesn't irritate the skin. It's FDA approved, and they've been using it for years. Like I said before, I think in the last interview, you know, when you walk through a in the grocery store and you walk through the vegetable section, there's that mist coming out. Well, that's the same mist that we use, right? It's been used for many, many, many years and decades. So it's a great solution for the schools and for the kids to, you know, to at least try to, or for the school system to at least try to combat and try to get those kids back into schools.
I want to change gears here for a second. You put out a couple of press releases on this, but I just wanted, while I have you on here, want to know if you could bring us up to speed on the deal, on the Renova deal. Where are we at on that, and when is that going to come to fruition?
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks for asking that question. Well, look, we just finished and got approved by FINRA for the name change, symbol change, and so forth. So that stock we've completed the acquisition with Southern Plains Oil, which we did a name change to Novacor. So that's all been approved by FINRA. So within another 20 days, Novacor will be trading. So we are about ready to sign the merger agreements and conclude the acquisition or merger with Renova Health to bring their technology platforms into Novacor. And what's interesting is that one of the technology platforms is the LIS system, the laboratory information system, that will be driving all of our Quick Labs and our Epic Lab. So back to my original statement that, you know, there's a lot of technology components that had to be put in place, and completing the Renova Health transaction with the Novacor deal was one of the pieces that had to be put in place in order for us to get everything up and running and moving forward.
Stephen, I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
The most interesting thing is that how we position the company to be able to address this whole COVID situation, you know, and as we prepare not only to deal with the COVID scenario, but the point of care situation even after COVID. That is what we're positioning to do, to be able to create a fast and reliable solution for people to get their testing for different types of scenarios such as influenza and vitamin D deficiency and so forth moving forward. And I think that the hard work that our TPT Global Tech team has done over the last couple quarters to position the company is just fantastic.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is TPT Global Tech. They're based out of San Diego. They are a technology company. My guest today has been Mr. Stephen Thomas. You can find him on the OTCQB. Look him up. Ticker symbol TPTW, still a very undervalued to fair valuation here at 5 cents with the market cap around 57, 58 million. But again, that's my personal opinion. Stephen, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on possibly with the new company.
For sure, Everett. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.